We are continuing on Shu'uri Ma'ana Otzot Chaim. We are on page Daf Achav Zayim Amud Beis. And we're starting in the edition of Rav Matuk Midvash, it's Shin Ayin Hei. So we're starting a new Shar now, it's called Shar Rafa. So we finished talking about the Patsufim Baruch Hashem. We got a very introductory look into the build-up of the Patsufim. We got an introduction into the Halbosha, how one connects, one Patsuf connects to the other Patsuf. Now a new subject. We were going to speak about the Nitzutzim that fell down with the Shivur Keli in Bia, and we're going to speak about that length over here, because this is one of the longest Pachakim except for Shana Kudim, and Shana Kudim is around 10 Pachakim, this is around 5. And it's Chaim, if not mistaken, it's 7 Pachakim. So it's less than the Shana Kudim, but one of the longest Pachakim that we have. And, okay, that's basically it, without going into too much detail. It's a little bit technical, but again, all of this study really is a bit technical until we move into the next level, which is a bit deeper, and we start to understand a little bit more of the longest, the connectivity between all these sha'arim. Okay, so let's just jump into this limud over here. Again, Sha'ar Rafach, Perik Aleph. Ve'ata tzarek she'nevar be'ezo ofen haya ibur haza betoch ha'partzuf hazeh. So we finished off the last parak speaking about the ibul process, how the ibul process is a process by which one patsuf is developed within another patsuf. Like we see in our own eyes over here, our mother carries a child, and while the child is being carried in the mother's stomach, it is being nourished, it's being fed and taken care of, and all the rectification which are needed in the Ibo and the development of the Ibo are had within that stage called the Ibo. Same thing by the Patsufim, all the rectification of the Ibo, that means the Hain Zah that broke, which is now returned back into the Ibo stage, into Ima, is getting all the rectification. He's getting all his rectification and Nuk in the Ibo stage within contained in Ima. V'tchila tzarich. Now there's three stages that we're going to list right over now, that all of these need a tikkun. So the first level we're speaking about, which is going to be, again, all these levels we speak about is a tikkun which is happening in the Ibul stage. Again, there's three levels, Ibul, Yenika, and Gadlus, that the Pasuk goes through. We're talking about the more simple element, level, which is called the Ibul stage. Now, in the Ibul stage, we spoke about rectification. The first rectification is talking about rectifying the oiros of the patsuf. Okay, so what happened in the oiros? What happened to the zun? We're talking about zun, which is zayin tachtonim of the spheres that came off in the night, the act they broke. Now, what happened is the kalim fell into bia, or what's going to be made bia, and the oiros went up olu and into atzilus. Now the mafashim are a bit metame on this lashon over here. The olu lemala, the oros actually didn't go up in atzilus. The oros were in atzilus, and if anything, the oros went down to the lowest part of atzilus. So it's lav dafka, just lafuke the yerida of the kelim. That's why it says olu oros, but the oros actually didn't go up. So that's the first thing that's going to be mesukin inside, is that the oil which was left without a keli and it was dropped from its higher positions to a low position, that's going to be rectified in the Ibo of Ima. Secondly, in this rectification, the sheni hi b'pchinas rafach netzutzot shelo o shenishoru b'toch hakelim b'hiyotam shvurim k'dei l'achiyotem chiyos mitzumtzom she'alidei ken yeh ba'em mitzius lachzor lichiyos v'lesaken ata alidei iyo. So what we're speaking about here, he's defining for us now a very important concept that we're going to take with us all through Etz Chaim and all through the Kavanas, which is called Rafach Netzutzos. You ever hear of Rafach Netzutzos?
I knew, and you mentioned it.
Okay. Rafach is a gematria 288 Netzutzos. What are these Netzutzos sparks? In English, I saw it written called the Holy Sparks. take it or leave it.
Well, Nixus is a spark.
Right? Mm-hmm. The holy sparks. You know, that's the big difference. Holy sparks. Okay. What are these holy sparks? These are the sparks, as he translates, as he gives us a definition, the Rav Chaim Vital, B'Shem Rabbo, the Arizal, that these are the sparks that went down, this is the light went down, into Bia, following the Kalim, and entering the Shivrei Kalim, which fell into Bia, in order to nurture them, keep them alive, because otherwise they would just dry out.
What you're saying is the fitting in the words.
Mm-hmm.
Where's Bia in this?
Well, we know the Shivrei Kalim fell into Bia, right?
I don't know, but you mean you don't put it in, it's...
Let's read that again.
Where is that here?
Va'asheni here bechitzes bechinas rafach nesur sheshel o shinish alu betoch hakelim behiyosam shavuim. These are the nitzutzes that stayed inside the kelim as they broke.
Why didn't they come out?
One second. You want to touch the words? I'm going to touch the words.
Okay.
Now, when they broke, we know that they fell into bia. Okay. We saw that in the previous pocket. So you see that the truth is went down with the Shiva Kelim into Bia. Why did they go down? That's your question. Why did they go down? In order to keep these Shiva Kelim alive. Remember this definition. It's very important. Rafach Nitzutzim went down with the Kelim to keep them alive. Because why was that? In order to give them a chiyus, in order to, when the time comes for them to go out of Bia, and to go back into the world of Atzilus, in order to get their chiyus amazing, right? They will be able to do that. These little intuitions will give them that that possibility to keep them alive and give them the ichetim say how to go back into Atzilus, right?
Are these intuitions something separate to the all, or it's part of the all which just happens to manage to do what it does?
It breaks off the all. That's right. Breaks off the original all. The majority of the all stayed in Atzilus, and some of them split from this
Kalim. Is this split all, as it were, a new madrigo of all, or it's simply the all which is having to do things?
We may have that. Either it's the original all, or some other type of all.
Right, well, that was my question.
Right, okay, so the original all.
It's the original
all. So, you know, like a...
I mean, as it were, you could have, it could have been interchangeable with another 288 bits of all, which the mice didn't stay down.
All that?
There's nothing miyuchad in this rapach. It just happens to be these rapach. But it could have been any of all the whole all that was a stalag. It could have been any of that either.
That's not true.
That's not true.
No, that's not true.
So this rapach is unique.
Is unique, but it comes already. Where does it originate from? From the original all. Okay, we'll see exactly the different levels in the ore itself.
Ah, fine.
We'll see if there's an ab, and there's a sag, and a ma, and a ben. There's different levels of ore. Again, from the original ore. Okay, that's very good. So you move on to the next stage. We're not up to there yet. Right, so that's the definition. Now you have to understand the ore, rafach, which stays on top of the kelim. There's the rafach, which stays inside the kelim. There's meduyuk over here from the rav, that we're talking about the type of rafach. Again, rafach is rafach, which is going to be in the kelim, toch hakelim. We're talking, that's the type of rafach. Not to get confused with the other type of nitzut, which stays on top of the kelim. Now, right, v'al titamim is it. And don't be surprised when I tell you this. Kikain odom. Like, how do we find this in our mitzvot? Because you can ask, right? Mebisore erza lekale arizal always brings us along. Posing eiyuv. How do I know? How do I have an inkling what's going on in the spiritual world? Because I look at myself. Mebisore erza. I see from my own goof. Elka, I see Hashem. If I cannot see this mitzias of Rafach and this mitzias that we live in, there's a problem. It doesn't fit into this rule. So must be this Rafach situation must be duplicated in this Gashmi world. Where do we find this? He gives an example. Ki kein ha'odam atatum ba'olam hazeh achas shemez ve'yotzon nafsho mimen. When a person dies and his neshama is poreach and leaves his goof, nisha chelik menavsha betocha goof. You have to understand that the entire neshama doesn't go out. There's a little bit of a nefesh, which is the lowest part of the neshama, Again, neshama is a generic name for five different parts of the neshama called the ranchi. Nefesh, ruach, neshama, chayichida. So the lowest of those five levels is called the nefesh. The nefesh stays in a person's guf even after death. Kedei, why is that? Why doesn't it just go back up and return back to source? Kedei. Interesting reason. The reason why the nefesh is stayed in a person's guf after death, in order that he can come back to tchias ha'maasim, he can be revived.
And this is in the luz.
In the luz one, yeah. The kemosh kosa b'sefer zo parsha shalach lecha daf kuf al and kuf ayin amalad al aleph. Aber hashda. This is the lashon of the Zohar. Pakdona ihi lenafshe de ihi b'shechicho gav garme ad lo al bischa. Okay, because the different lashonis from the Zohar, we're going to bring different places that we see this lashonis of the Zohar telling us about this type of spiritual entity being deposited on a particular bone in the body of the goof of the mace in order to keep it alive. Gam daf kuf samach tes amud aleph beinin havle de galme the ishtare bekivu. This is a musak that we see often called havle de galme. The I don't know translate it in English. The hevel the galme the ishtar which stays in the kever. The maise we see this be maise balas oiv the shmul. How the shmul find out what was going to happen in the future. He went to this Baal's Ov, she put the thing in her mouth, and she was able to bring down the neshama because the neshama was in the bone. V'zis sol ha-pasuk, ha-shvi v'tzach tzichos nafshecha, v'atz musayich yachlitz. Okay, and that's the sort of the pasuk that Kodesh Baruch Hu promises the lachluchis, that's tzach tzichos is loshon lachluchis, of the all the ruach of the soul will bring back this will stay in the kever. But Simon al chelke neshama. That's where the pasuk continues. It's going to stay on the bones. Okay, so that is the inyan of the rafach, which is the second level that needs to be misukin, taken care of in the ibul, which is going to be an ima. Now the third part of the tikkun process will be shlishi b'chinas hakelim. Atzma shenishbur v'yodu elabriya. There he says mefosh, right? The kelim yodu bebriya. V'kol shalosh b'chinas elo tzerichel etakin alidei ibo kemo shenivah lekama v'zat Hashem. So all three facets of this sphere needs to be taken care of. First of all, the kelim. I'm reversing the order. B'chinas shlisha, the kelim needs to be sorted out. There's a tikkun. Why? Because it broke. Now you have to you have to glue the pieces together. That's the first thing. Second of all the rafach netzuzot also have to be brought out of the bia. They don't belong there. And the third thing that needs to be addressed is the actual oil. The oil itself lost a level. It used to be very high in that tzivus when brought down. So you're going to bring all those three elements into bina, which is the mother, and she's going to recycle it in a stage called evil. Okay, now let's go more into depth into our sugi, which is called the rafach. V'neva b'tchila ine rafach netzutzos. Aniska ma inyonam. What exactly is the mohos? Well, again, this is a long. We're not going to learn all the answers to these questions, but we have another five pocket, which is quite long. We're going to discuss this in detail. Here we go. V'achigal nazo ala drush aniska le'el. V'kol mokom she'anu maskiyam b'chiburenu. So this is the makor of rafach netzutzos. Even though the Ariza speaks about it everywhere in every different shah, but this is the makor of the inim. We know the zayin malachim, all the seven nekudas that came out, the seven bottom nekudas came out from the inim de'ak. Shem bechinas zun. And they are, in other words, for the Zayin Malachim is Zun, the Shem Ben Haniska, because we know there's a Musa called Absag Ma'uban. These are the four major and essential building blocks of all creation, as we spoke on many times. Absag Ma'uban. So what broke in essence is only the lowest part of the Ben, okay? Lowest part of the Ben, which is the Neshama of the Zun. Which came out from the eyes of Adam Kadmon. They came out b'chinas only keli, which is the lowest form of the again in this sphere. You have two things. You have keli and or. First, the kelim came out. Then the oil came out to be going into the kelim. It was made to v'nishbaru. As the oil came into the kelim, it broke the kelim because it wasn't able to. It was premature. It wasn't able to absorb such great light. And therefore, what happened? As we said many times, the shivra kelim fell into bia or bria. Now, va'orot nistalku va'omdu. See here, it doesn't say goes up, but rather nistalku va'omdu. It stayed in place. Lemala be'atzilu kiniskal el ba'orot. Actually, went further down into the world of atzilus. V'yirida zu hi nika misa. Now, anytime you find that a keli or any madrega goes from one madrega to the other madrega, it's called misa.
Why?
Why we know this? For example, we live in this world. A person which leaves this world is dead, goes into the next world. That's called misa. Okay, lefisha kol mi sheyotze. This is a musag we brought in the Zohar. Kol lefisha kol mi sheyotze meolama. Anybody who leaves this world or his world, depends wherever he is. Ve'yored v'olech leolam ha'achel zulato yikore etzlo misa. That's the definition. Therefore, this kelim that we're where. Where were the kelim originally? In Atzilus. And they went down into a place which is called where? Bria. So they're leaving from one world to the other world. That's called Misa. That's the definition. Misa is leaving your place where you are now and going to a different place. Interesting type. But that's the way the Zohar touches up. V'hine, elu ha'sheva malochim hen b'chinas sheva tachtonis. We know those are the seven last nekudos. Those are the seven malochim. Shem nikroim zun shel olam atzilus. As we said many times, it's called zun of the world of atzilus. All the same words. Zayin malochim, zayin tachtonim, zun, all the same thing. V'kivah sheyoldu el abriya nikra etzlam misam, as we just said now. Ma she'en kevachorayim de'abba v'ima shenofu lo meisu kemo shenizba'el el. Ma she'en kevon abba v'ima. There, we know, we learned that the Achorayim fell down, not into Bia, but rather into the lowest part of Atzilus, didn't leave their world. Although we can't call Misa by Abba V'Ima, but rather we're going to say there was a Bittul, that's the Loshon, there is a Bittul, the Achorayim, not Misa. And by Keser, only the Nahi of the Achorayim fell down. That's called only a Pagam. So three levels of damage. There was a Pagam by Keser, a bitul by Abba Ve'ima, and a complete destruction and shvira misa by Zoom. Because those are three levels that happen by the shvira. We call it general, the klaliistic name of shvira. V'hu k'dimyon odom atavto ba'olam hazeh k'shemeis. It's like a person who dies. She'az nifredes nishmoso migufo. A person dies, his neshama, his nefesh leaves his guf. And his goof goes out. The tashuv limkomo, and he goes back to his place. The olam alomas, olam neshamos. Hamite el ha elokim asher notna, because it comes from there. The goofo who offer yoshuv el aris, and his goof disintegrates into the ground. The yored mimidrogotso shehaya bechinas adam. He used to be bechinas adam. Now he's bechinas offer. The inizeh nikra misa. So he's leaving this world and going into a different world. Right. Ken ader ze ira el malochim elu. That's exactly what happened to the malochim. Ki nishmosom shehem aorot shelhem olulim komam hu hatzilut, because their neshamas went into hatzilus. Well, they actually stayed in Sulus. All the gufam, which is actually Shehema Kelim Shalem Yoldu Lemata Bibri. And they're Kelim, he's just repeating himself over and over again. Vesham Isaac Vuosa. Vine, Kemosh Guf Odom Tachno Bolomazin Nikaver Bekever. In the same way, we bury a person in a kever. And it says in the Pasuk, Nehema Bo, Venafsho Alav Te'avil. Right, you may avil on this neshama, on this nefesh. V'nisha oisa b'china shelo ruchnius ala tzomas nikra v'zor behevle degarme k'niska. And the hevel, that means the last part in the nefesh, stays on this bone, as you mentioned. That's called the hevel degarme. Kedei, why? Kedei shiyi lo ezechius, in order to keep that bone alive. Kedei, why? Sheyochlo itkayim al zman t'chia, in order to stay there, to keep it alive until t'chia s'meisim. Ki im lo haya nisha behem shum lachluchis, that the heavenly garment, lo haya kamim b'tchis ha-meitim. V'zeh ini mash omu chazal. Yesh enu kamim b'tchis ha-meitim, nishibas ha-oven, right? We know, for example, kimo oven ha-ribis. Somebody's marbe b'ribis, right? Enu kam b'tchis ha-meitim. V'oven ha-kofe b'tchis ha-meitim, so kofe b'tchis ha-meitim, also kiyotsu is not doesn't get up at Chiz Amesim. Ki also oven gom listalek ha-ruchnis ha-hum me-lach-lach atzomos ha-hem bekeve v'nish-orim v'yaveshim v'enim yecholim shuv lichyo. See, hear that? He's telling the yesod of Chiz Amesim of him, this poshut, right? How do you make a person come back to life? How do you make a person come back to life? By the simple fact of having this lachluchis, which is on the loose bone, taking that and recreating him. It means like this. I saw pshat, I'm not sure if I saw it over here, but the Kerem Shlom, I think it's the Kerem Shlom that says this pshat. He says, gevolt to gevolt here in Tchis Amesim. He says, what's a pshat in Tchis Amesim? He says it later on. Okay, I'll tell you now. He says the vault in Tchis Amesim is the vault of Aliyas Man. You hear what I'm saying?
Aliyas Man.
Aliyas Man, there's always a process in Kabbalah. This is the first Hakdamah we give. In Kabbalah, there's only two things. Aliyas Man, the going up of the Shefa, and bringing down Shefa. Okay? We influence on high, and they influence on us. It's a go between us and them. Okay? You never get anything if you don't ask for it. Okay? So you have to ask for it. We dive in for something called Aliyas Man. And since we've asked something, they reciprocate and they send us back what's called mad. Man, mad.
Why? What's it got to do with Zman?
Zman, alias man, mem nun. Man, maim nukfim. And yirid is mad. That's all Kabbalah. I just summarized all Kabbalah. I'm not sure in those two words. Alias man, and yirid is mad. Zok the Kerem Shlomo, in Ois Gimel. That's exactly what Tchis Amesim works. Tchis Amesim Pshat is a what's Pshat. The Eibushter just comes in and Mechai Mesim. I can't say. But look at the Kerem Shlomo, no. It works Ali did the Havli the Garme. The Ainu, a person is in his cave. And he has his loose bone, which is indestructible, as the Gemara says. They tried crushing it, they tried burning it, and so on and so forth. It does not destroy it. It does not become destroyed. Could be Pshat because it has this Havli the Garme. It has this nitzus of nefesh on this loose bone, and when it comes to the time of Tchis Amesim, there's an Elias Man that Havli the Gama, which is hovering over the book, goes up to Shemayim, makes a call, and that automatically goes into the system. Elias Man yields his man, and it comes back down and is Mechayim. Bring the Shefa, comes back down. That's the Kerem Shlomo. That's a Gevalt Pshat. Okay, so let's continue from here. Now, that's again, we're always medame this Indian into the misa of the Zayin Malachim, the Zoom, which is the Patsufim, to always bring it back to this dimin over here that we're speaking about Otham. Okay, let's go back. The Vizay saw the pasuk v'hisbi'a b'tzachzecho nafshecha b'atzmotzecha yachlitz. The Haiti Kigan Rave Uchmotzimai Masher Lo Yechazevu Meimav. Okay, it's a Posuk Yishai, Nuches Posuk Yud Aleph. Ki Ali De Lachluchis Meimei Ha'ora. See, this Hevel, you touch it up, it's a Hevel or it's a Lachluchis of this water, of this Or, okay, whatever that means. She Nichnas Be'at Somas, it actually goes into that Somas. It keeps it, preserves it, and then when it's time, it comes out of the bone and goes up to Shemayim and Aliyas Man. He came down, he said, why did this person didn't get up at Chiz Amesim? He says, so they got a bas kol that told him that because this person was Malbi B'ribis, that's why he didn't come back. Again, it yashu atzomoso atzomov bli shum lachluchitz mitzvah velo kom betritza mitzvah betritza meisim ahuv. So that's why this particular person, it was mam beribis, he had no lachluchitz on his bone, and therefore he had not, he calls it lachluchitz the mitzvah. The mitzvah causes the chluchlus to stay there, and therefore he was in kom betritza mitzvah. Hine adel ze gam b'shevu molochim ha'ilu shenishal v'hem k'tzatz ruchnis kidei lach leichyos. Same thing with the world of Atzilus. Now he says a very big cloud. In mine, I underline this next line. It's a very crucial line and very important to understand all of its time. Vida klalze, you should know this following rule. Ki kol mash yesh ba'olam hazeh, anything you see in this world, you have to know one thing. Hakol hut kedugmas mash haya be'ilo shev malochem. Political line. The ain kol chadosh tachat haShemesh. You have to understand that everything we see here, everything, he says, ain kol chadosh tachat haShemesh. There's nothing that we see in this world, dugmas here in this world, that is not included in the Zayin Malachim that broke. The Zayin Malachim that broke, there wasn't just a mashah hava hava. And not that, you know, that it did not affect us. It had no kesher with us whatsoever. We're in the independent bria and creation, as opposed to the zayim malachim that happened, the break and so on. So, but rather, the zayim malachim created all of the metzias that we find in front of us. If it wasn't for the breaking of the zayim malachim, we had no metzias, no creation whatsoever here. The warping line. I'll read that again. That clause. Anything and everything you see in this world, I call who kedugmas mashahaya be'elu shivas malachim. It's the dugma. We find everything in this world over there. The pshat is because they created us. You understand? All the nitzutzes came down to this world and created everything. Well, that's the dugmas. The shchosha devorim is in the zayim malachim. En kol chodesh tachas hashemesh u'mitzvas hashem malachim v'tikunam hu inen tchias ameisim shelahem lahem v'chein ligufim. Okay, all that is included in the union of the Zayim Malachim, the Tchitz HaMeisim, v'chulu v'chulu. V'hine, ruchnius anisha bahem, hanikir havli d'gamme. Hem b'chinas nitzutzot o'oros ha'elyonim, shenisha b'kelim ha'meisim ha'hem. V'ikriyus ha'oros nistalku le'mala v'ktatz nitzutzot nishalru b'kelim l'chiyos v'bizman tikkun atzilus. He's just repeating himself. V'ikriyus stayed in atzilus, and the rest of the nitzutzot came down from the original or. V'hine. Mispar ha'nitzutzot ha'hem ha'im rafach. The number of nitzut sparks that came down is 288. Right? And there's a smach in the posting of Parashas Bereishis, where there's a sort of ha'aretz ha'ita tov v'vohu. And the pasuk continues, "Vuach Elokim merachefes al pnei amayim, merachefes." You hear? Shehem bechinas melochim and nikraim al shem hamalchus, hamalchus. The Adam kadmon and nikra eretz Edom, eretz Edom. Right? Again, the pasuk says, "V'haaretz ha'itzot tov vovu." Vuach Elokim merachefes al pnei haaretz, al pnei amayim. Now we know that it's stated in the pasuk in Parshas Vayishlach. It says these are the melochim that died from Eretz the melochim of Eretz Edom. What's Eretz Edom? We ask the question: and these melochim, Goshim melochim from Eretz Edom, they make the melochim, and the melochim make us. What's the whole episode? So Zok Arizal, no, you got it wrong. The Eretz is synonymous for Malchus. Malchus is the bottom of all the partsufim. This is the basis of all basisim. That's the Malchus. Now, Edom, what does Edom mean? Edom means redness. It doesn't mean the land of Edom. It means the redness. It means what's redness? When you see red, right, like this thing over here, it makes you think of dinim. Shtake dinim, shtake justice, right? That's what the Malachim were all about. The Malachim weren't kulu kulu rachamim, but rather they had this ta'uvus of dinim inside. And that's why they broke, because they had to differentiate between the chelik rachamim and chelik dinim. That's one of the sifat given for the shivre Malachim. Shemesu v'itchavru v'nasu tohu v'vohu. They broke and they made what's called the tohu v'vohu. ונשאר קצת ניצוצים לקרוא עם רוח אלוקים הרחבס על הארץ על עליהם. And we know that what the pasuk says is ruach elokim rachefes. Veteva marachefes is mem tav reish beches. That's meis rafach. Ki rafach netzutzta yotoch ameis imanis korin. Yeah. Rachefes is 288 shemeis that died. Very nice. Let's continue. ופשוטו שאוצו המעולים נעלו למעלה ובחינס הגרוע שבהם הם הניצוצו שזה גם coming to your point now ובחינס הגרוע, hear that he's setting levels in the ore. There's a chelik of the ore which is מעולה, this is what you're going about, and there's a chelik of the ore which is גרוע שבהם הם הניצוצו שנשאר בתוך הכלים כניסקה שהם בחינס דינים גמורים כמו שדבר. So the higher level, the more or quote unquote מעולים, better or stayed in the world of Atzilus, which is כולה אלוקוס, no rather. לא יגורו רע, בכלל, no rather. No טעורס. מה שאין כדי ניצוץ, רווח ניצוץ, which are the lesser, quote unquote גרוע, whatever that means, lesser in quality, went down into ביאה, and they are dinim gemurim. Do you hear that? That's why Eretz Edom, right? Dinim gemur. That means, you understand what had to happen here? We had to separate the dinim from this world of Atzilus. We didn't want any dinim there. When kula rachamim, kula elokus. That's why I had to break to release the dinim chelek. Dinim gemur kamoshim v'zman l'kman. L'chein nivah etchila seder ha'oret u'madregosam u'malosam ze lemala. Therefore we have to differentiate now. Now the Rizal is setting us up now. He's telling us how to analyze now these 288. They're not straightforward. They're not just happen haphazard sparks of light that blew up from the original light, but rather they're all b'cheshbon according to the level of dinim.
Where do you see that? You just said it's gruah and doesn't explain anything.
Gruah shebehem. So what do you want to know?
Where do you see any cheshbon?
We're going to see the cheshbon soon. Coming up.
Oh, yeah,
next page, the cheshbon. So the Kerem Shlomo and Oizhei explains to us that there are two bechins over here. He says the rafach nitzutzus is referred to something as or makif, which is, pshat is it hovers above. Or makif is a pshat hovers above. Are the kelim, right? Like we found the tagim on the ois. The tagim, the ois, is something which is above the kelim. That represents, we see in Shatanta, or Shanakud in Perivav, explained to us that the tagim represents the rafa, means it's hovering above. Mashkin, over here we find a different type of rafa, which is interesting. We're talking about the as I explained to you, the rafa chelik which goes inside the kelim. Okay, so there's no steel. There's two types of rafa. One which is bechinas or makif, and there's rafa which is betoch hakel. Not to be confused. That answers up a few steels. Let's continue. V'hine, no, we're going to get a bit technical. V'hine, no dahu ki kol oret shel atzilut kulam he bechinas havaya. You have to know all is all, which is the bechina of havaya. Okay, every time you see Hawaii in the Kavanas or whatever, when we're doing it in the Kavanas here, Kavanas, they always always depicted by Hawaii. Says that we know there's four different types of Hawaii. Oh, the first one is Hawaii, the Milu Yudim, Shu, Gematre, Ab, Kaze. Yudvav Dalit, K, Yudvav, Yudvav, K, Yud. That's the first one, that's Ab, that's 72. The second type of O that we find, Hawaii, the Sag, Kaze, Yudvav Dalit, K, Yud, Vav Aleph Vav K. These you just have to memorize. These coming over and over and over again. Okay. The only difference between the first Havai the Ab and the second Havai the Sag is just the Aleph in the Vav. In Ab, Vav is spelled Vav Yud Vav, and in Sag it's spelled Vav Aleph Vav. That's the only difference between them. The third type, the third type of Havai the Ma Kaze Yud Vav Dalek K Aleph Vav Aleph Vav. K Aleph. So that's called the Yud. That's called the Havai the Alafim, because you see there's three different Alephs there. And then find the last Havai that we know. Again, these are the four main building blocks. O Havai the Ben, because there Yud Vav Dalet K K Vav Vav K K, which again spells the gematria of 52, which is Ben. Okay. Now Nevar At Bechin is Havai the Ab. Now we're going to concentrate on Ab. The Mashin is Bayer Mama. Mema Yidbaru Shah Havayis. And from this we'll learn Alak sort of a binyan Av, because from it, once we learn the definitions of Av and the Nitzutzos and so on, we can also obviously understand how the other ones work as well. Pshatu, this is the Pshat. Hine, Pshatu, ki ha-shorosh ha-orot ikruisom.
Poshut, shall I?
Huh?
Poshut.
Hine, oh sorry, I said Pshat, Poshut, right. Sorry. Hine, Poshutu, ki ha-shorosh ha-orot v'ikruisom shalehem, the shorosh of the or, and the ikru part of the or, who alba oises havai. Pshutim, biltim milui. You have to understand that, in the same way you learn Lashon HaKodesh, they always teach you, you see these long words, you've never seen a Chumash, you don't know how to read a Chumash in Hebrew. Everybody knows that in every word there's a Shorosh to the word. So there's a lot of, there's let's say five or six letters. The way you learn to read is that you don't look at all the letters one go, you look at the Shorosh of the letters, which is either two or three letters. Same thing over here. You see these long Shemas, you know, the 10 letters. Don't be deceived. You have to understand the shorish is always Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's the shorish of all things. Who Abba always have Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is called Poshut. This is called the Poshut. Bilti Miloy. Ve'em b'chinat Atzmus O. That's called the Atzmus of the O. Omnam Zil b'chinat Sa'oisios Atzman B'tzuros Mamesh. And this is the b'chinat of the Oisios Atzman as they are. Omnam יש גם כן בחינס אחרס, והוא בחין, בהיוס בחינס מספר וחשבון כאוף באופן זה. יש לנו, the whole parasha called Gematrias, right? You know, we know the Gematrias of Chatan Kalan, right, that's not what we're speaking about here. We're talking about, besides the actual oisius of Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is the atzmus of the all that we're dealing with, besides that, you can also take the Gematria of it. Cheshvan, the Gematria. וכמו אם נאמר כי ארבע אויסס הווי הם גמטרי חבב, like we can make the חשבון, יוד כי וב כי, comes up to 26. ואין צווי קיצור של אויסס עצמן הוא יויסס שורש ועיקר או יויסס בבחינס מספור וחשבון. So again, we have two ways to look at the יוד כי וב כי in front of your דבי. So how are you going to look at it? You can either view the letters שבו, or you can review the gematria value שבו. Two ways of istaklos here. Zok de Ariza, the more you look at the letters, that's the ikar o. The more you start descending in different ways of translating and understanding the Shem by cheshboinus and misporim, then that already that's a lower level. Okay, two levels. Hine kol zehu b'bchinas aponim. Ponim. Again, as we know, everything is
these interchangeable.
Excuse me?
The way you...
Two different ways of touching up anything. When you look at something, are you looking at the actual the lettering? Or you're looking at the beginning of the gematria level? You get two different types of information from it. Okay? There's another different aspect. Now, there's also called panim ach. We saw this many times. The panim means the more meyuchdika Iker part of the sphera, and something which is called the ach, which is an inferior bit. So that's what he says here. Vehine, kol zehu b'bchinas ponim. When he said yud kei vav kei, we said it's b'ponim. Ki gam ken yesh bahem b'chinas achoraim shel orav, v'gam ken yesh bahem shtei b'chinas aniskoros, shehem tzuras oisus kemo shehem, or b'chinas misparam or cheshbon. So two other categories we're going to deal with: ponim and ach. Ponim is the straightforward reading, Yud Kei Vav Kei, and the Achuchayim would be something like in Ribuim. So you'd spell the Yud Kei Vav Kei differently. You spell Yud and Yud Kei, Yud Kei Vav, Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's a Ribuim. Now, as well, we have to add in the other facet that you can read those two in two different ways. You can read it by the fact of you're reading the actual letters, or you can take the Gematria value. Again, well, maybe send around the chart to make this more tangible. But let's just read the words for the moment. We need to finish. V'gam zeh b'chinas acher. V'gam yesh b'chinas acher. Another facet we have to take into consideration in order to analyze this whole process of rafach nitzutzon. V'hi alba oisus shel shem v'yoyz b'miloy. Okay, another combination we can make. We can make the miloy. That means the yud kei vav kei. Let's take the yud. You can spell yud, yud vav dalet, kei. Out. So you start spreading it out, opening it up. As hem b'chinas shel dinim. Shendina. The more you open it up, the more you're taking it from this poshut stage into the dinim stage. Kimilohu gematria Elokim. You can ask me, why is it that? Because that's the gematria, and the gematria always tells us the inner understanding of the whole thing. Therefore, the more you memale, spread it up and magnify and look more into detail, you're entering into the realm of dinim, which is the miloi, which is the gematria of Elokim. Va'ot kishorosh shel havaya hem alba oisus asman, and the shorosh of the havaya, they are dalit oisus atman. Ava miluyim hu biur shel havaya v'yitziut. Interesting title for me. I underline this, that milu is pshat, is that when you're opening up, it's not only you're magnifying and seeing more details coming out of it, but rather it's the pshat is that the o is coming out, you're losing all type of thing, you're being mashpia, that is more b'derech chutz, b'derech dinim. It's a hesben dinim. Why is it called dinim? Because again, this yitzir. וגם בחינס מילו יש בהם בחינס אויסיוס כמו שהם בעצמם ובחינס חשבון ומספר בחשבון. Also you have two, these are the two categories you have to reckon when you're dealing with the milo. You also can look at the milo as the wording שבו, you can look at the gematria שבו. ועדי על זה בחינס רבות לאין קס, and you can continue, you can say מילוי ומילוי המילוי ומילוי המילוי המילוי. Right, you can keep on opening it up. You can keep on opening up the lettering till ad ein kates ve ein od tachlis. Right, that will give you more and more information about what you're dealing with. The more you open it up, the more you can tell things about it. Like the people I know in Eretz Yisrael, once we met, that they, you can give them your name, and the fact that they look at the oasis, your name, and they open it up. But this process of miloi, they can tell you more and more about your character traits, because every letter has to do with a different bechina, and the more you open up, then you shoot the kamashma and can tell about everything about a person. Okay, so we'll stop it here, and Hashem will again. It maybe might be a little bit fuzzy the whole Indian rafach, because it's something new, we haven't learned it. But Hashem, we're going to see charts next week about the rafach, and things will become more clear, and we'll get more into detail about this as well. Okay, so we'll stop here. Shkar.